Hi, this is a dictation for Elandus Young, E-L-A-N-D-U-S-Y-O-U-N-G. Date of birth is 7-17-1958. Date of accident, 1-17-2022. Date of visit is 5-8-2024. The patient reported that he has been suffering from various symptoms, especially the pain syndrome affecting neck and the lower back due to an automobile accident that happened on 1-17-2022 while he was walking across the street as a pedestrian, and he was pinned under the car as he was walking in front of the car, which didn't stop on a green light. And subsequently he was taken to St. John Hospital, where he had a surgery in his neck with the fusion of C2 to C7 spine, and there is a large scar of 6 inches in the posterior part of the neck. The patient has had extensive physical therapy since then, and the pains have continued. He reports of radiation of pain in the lower back also, and it has not improved despite all the physical therapy and chiropractic treatment in the last 2 years. He saw Dr. Redden, but he refused further surgery for the lumbar spine that was advised to him. He was also advised surgery for his shoulder on the left side, which has a reduced mobility subsequent to this accident. He also refused that, even though he had a 75% tear in the supraspinatus tendon among the MRIs that were done to him. The patient further states that he was unable to be seen since November 13 of 2023 when his last visit occurred, as he moved to a different place and couldn't get a ride to come here, and the visit got discontinued. And these pains that he's reporting are continuous and they have not gone away. They are described as shooting, sharp, cramping, aching. 10 on a scale of 1 to 10, ADLs are a factor 10. Modified factor for the pain is worsened by sitting, bending, coughing, standing, lying down, walking, driving, and improved by nothing. Further, the patient reports that the pain is focused in the neck and the lower back to the tune of 10 in the neck and 9 in the lower back. Pain in the left shoulder is 8 to 9 with the reduction of the movement up to 90 degrees even now in forward flexion and abduction, with weakness of the left arm. He reports of shooting pain to the right front of the leg, all the way down, affecting the toes, all of them. The pain in the right knee is 9. He uses a cane and he walks 1.5 block. He sleeps 2 to 3 hours. He can sit and stand okay. He also reports of numbness and tingling of the second and third finger without a radiation of pain in the entire arm. These symptoms are continuous and have not improved. He has had many x-rays, MRI, CT scan. He reports of muscle weakness on the left arm and the right leg with bladder bowel incontinence. However, no erection problem and no numbness, tingling and pains any other area other than the right leg. So far he has done physical therapy, chiropractic treatment, medications, and seen orthopedic consultation as well as the spine surgeon. Thank you. Please review the records for the history and for past surgical history, allergy history, as well as the family history, relationship status, current employment status, and personal history, and the ADLs. Regarding the physical examination, the blood pressure is 133 over 107, pulse is 64, and pulse ox is 100. And this is a 64-year-old gentleman, African-American male, of a good built nutrition, alert, oriented, cooperative, and conscious. no sinuses, jaundice, clubbing, colony here. He's well built, well nourished, hydration is good. It doesn't appear to be in acute distress, shortness of breath or severe pain phases. Patient does not appear to be overtly anxious or lethargic. He's a good attitude, demeanor, dress and hygiene is normal. He's able to walk with the cane slowly and limping due to the pain in the knee area. Rest of the exam is from the template, except in the skin, make sure that there is a scar 6 inch long in the neck area. From C1 to C7, and then the neurological examination is apparently normal, musculature examination normal, muscular skeleton examination, inspection, palpation is normal, spine tenderness, none is present, paravertebral muscle spasm, none, hypertonicity, zero. Range of the cervical spine is still limited, forward flexion is 30, extension is 30, bilateral side flexion 30, bilateral rotation is 30. In the lumbar spine, forward flexion is 40, extension is 10, bilateral side flexion 10, bilateral rotation is 15, and hyperextension is not painful. In the maneuvers to identify and reproduce the pain, in cervical spine, Hoffman sign is negative, Sperling and Lermit test is negative, distraction test was not done, Soto Hall test was not done, myelopathy signs are absent. Thoracic spine, the Roos test, slump test is negative. In lumbar spine, straight leg raising test was positive bilaterally at 35 degrees, contralateral leg raise is positive, Breger test negative, Kemp test negative, Babinski sign is negative, Brudzinski Kernick test is negative. Sacroiliac joint, bilateral sacroiliac joints are mildly tender with positive Faber test and Gonsland test, negative standing flexion test, negative iliac compression test, and negative distraction test. The extremities examination is positive for the left shoulder and right knee. And in the left shoulder, please mention that the inspection and palpation are normal with no crepitation, no dislocation, fractures. And range of motion is limited to the left shoulder to 90 degrees with poor muscle strength of 4x5. And Hawking Kennedy test is positive. Speed test, near test is positive. Anterior posterior apprehension test is positive. In the right knee, there is a inspection reveals no scar arrhythmia effusion. On palpation, there is a mild tenderness peripatellar with no swelling. It doesn't feel warm or hot. No crepitus grinding noise. Range of motions are normal. Collateral ligaments are intact. Motor power is normal. Patient is able to walk reasonably well. No valgus varus abnormality. Anterior drawer, posterior drawer is negative. McMurray, Steinman, patellar apprehension is all negative. Diagnosis is as follows. In general, 110 V8 9.2 XXT, G8 9.21, R26.2, S09.90 XA, Z79.891, CNS R51, R42, F41.1, F32.9, F43.2, left shoulder M25.512, M75.110, M75.30, M75.50, S43.432D. In the lower extremity, right knee, M25.561, M23.205. In the cervical spine, status is post-operative status, M96.1, M54.2, 50.20, M54.12, S13.4XXA, lumbar spine, M54.5, 51.27, 54.16, M54.42, S33.5XXA, sacroiliac spine, M46.1, S33.5XXA. Plan of care is from the template. Treatment plan is as follows. The MRIs with the patient are discussed. He is again placed back on continuing physical therapy and his MRIs show L23, L34, L45 discs affected, and in the cervical fusion is noticed. And he has been advised to get 3 or 4 injections to the LS spine. In the area of the left shoulder, patient has superior labrum tear with slip type 2 extending to the anterior labrum, supraspinatus tendon has 75% partial undersurface tear, moderate arthrosis of AC joint, and small joint effusion. The patient is again advised to consider those treatments. He is being provided with the following medication, which is Mobix, 7.5 mg twice a day, Protonix, 20 mg twice a day, Elavil, 50 mg at night, and Furoscid for headaches 1 or 2 every 6 hour PRN. He is provided with Narco 5, 325 every 12 hour for 15 days, 30 tablets. And then he will be scheduled for procedure for LESI. The rest of the treatment plan is from the template, which includes the following. Non-pharmacological modalities is home exercise plan, yes. Psychiatry referral, yes. Fitness club is yes. MRIs have been reviewed as I discussed. Interventional pain procedure, LESI, will be done. And possibly sacroiliac joint injection and the left shoulder injection. Surgical options will be considered later on. Neuropsych is already done. Attended care casework not warranted. Past medical records are, we already have them. No new investigation is being ordered. DME patient already has the EMA. Education is yes, follow visit in 7 days. Thank you. Or 15 days. Thank you.